Hey everybody out there, you're tuned in to 91.8 The Fan. You're in my corner and I have a returning guest in the corner. Would you like to unveil your identity to the masses?
No!
Well, fine!
That's Amanda Winley. I am so psyched to be back.
Yay! We're so excited to have you back because the fans loved you so much the first time. And so, yes, we got a lot of, like, you know, people in our live chat or Facebook or Twitter, wherever they could reach us, being like, you should have her back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Now I feel the pressure.
Well, no, you don't have to. Just be yourself.
Quick, be entertaining. Go.
Well, here, I'll help. I remember a lot of the last interview that we did because I get to blame you for really getting into Trauma Team. That's what we talked about last time. That was the big project you were promoting. And
Team the Mucus. Yeah, I remember that one.
And I got addicted really hardcore to that game. Like, I played it straight and tried to get as many of, like, the golden medals I could for that game.
You should go to med school.
Oh, God, no. That'd be horrible. Surprisingly, it's not a game that makes me cringe because I'm okay with, like, blood from, like, Saw or something like that, but when I see, like, real surgery on TV, I'm like, no, I gotta change the channel.
You know, it's funny, I'm exactly the opposite. Like,
really?
I watch Saw, like, the part where, like, they break his fingers or whatever, I was like, oh my God. But then if surgery comes on television, it's like, to me, once they've made the initial cut, they sort of open it up and it stops being a human being, it starts being the system. I was pre-med for a while, so that's why I've got that on the brain. So that's why I find stuff like that interesting. But yeah, it's funny. Jason, my husband, is very, very squeamish about stuff like that. And of course, now he's working on this show called The Doctors, and he edits film clips for them. And I would say about 90% of his clips are, you know, cochlear implant or pacemaker or cosmetic surgery or whatever. It's like, I can always tell when it's a rough day. If he comes home, and he's like, let's wait a little while before we eat dinner.
Oh, I feel bad for him because I can relate. And I don't know why it is with surgeries. I'm like that. Maybe because I understand that, like, Saw blood is like fantasy, that is fake. Yeah. But when you see a surgery, you're like, oh, that's real. I can't. So maybe that's why I could play Trauma Team so obsessively, because it was all graphics. But I absolutely love that game. It had a great story and a great cast, and the characters were just so interesting. Like, you really wanted to see what they were going to do next.
Well, I'm glad you had so much fun. That's awesome.
And now I have to wonder, thankfully your character didn't have to say too many big, gigantic medical terms. But did you ever have trouble with that? Did you slip on, like, these big words where you were like, I don't even know what that's supposed to mean?
Well, like I said, when I was in college, I double majored in theater and pre-med for a while. So, and my father was a famous oncologist, so I'm sort of very used to that stuff. The one that made me laugh was talking about anesthetizing the burn. Because originally, they said some other word, and I was like, that doesn't sound right to me. It was like, debride the burn, or I don't know. And so I was like, no, I think what you mean here is anesthetize. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. And then I could not say anesthetize. I kept screwing up the word, and I'm the one that recommended it.
Sometimes your brain just hates you.
Yes.
That's one of the days where it was like, ha. It
eats itself, and that's what happens.
But no, it was really neat to hear you in a modern video game, and it seemed like, you know, after Trauma Team, I just kept finding you in video games without really even meaning to, which was fine.
Bad Penny, I keep showing up.
Like, I believe you also redid the voice of Heather in the Silent Hill 3 HD collection.
Yes, I did. Actually, it was really funny. I was just at OhioCon, and this fan came up with a copy of the cover. And I swear to God, she goes, I don't care what everyone else says. I liked you as Heather. It's like, you know, she didn't realize that what she was saying was intrinsically insulting. She was trying to be very nice. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
Well, like,
apparently some people were really upset with that one.
I can understand, as a fan of Silent Hill, you know, when you hear something, just any media in general, you hear something one way and then you experience it and it sounds different. You know, you're like, that's weird. Like, something in your subconscious goes, that's wrong. And so people react like, oh, I hate that. But I will say, for me, it didn't matter because initially I never liked Heather as a character. She's kind of bratty. So I was okay with it. It was whatever with me. And honestly, to me, you sound more like a teenager than the original does.
Thank you. I thought so too, but you know.
Everyone has their own opinion.
Everyone has their own tastes, right? That's what makes the world interesting.
Exactly. I mean, for example, even though I'm sure that the people who worked on Silent Hill 2 did a great job, I can't do the new voices. Because yeah. That was my favorite Silent Hill 2 game. So if I go back and play it, I'd rather just play it on PlayStation 2 to hear the old voices.
That's the one that becomes, it's like, no, that's the right one. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets locked in your brain that way.
Yeah, like your subconscious is like, yes, not that other one.
Exactly. Reject.
But still, you must have, I'm assuming you've heard of Silent Hill before you got the role, correct?
Oh, yeah. And I watched the movie, actually. I love bad horror films. And Silent Hill was, that movie were so amazing and so cool. I just thought they did such a good job that I sort of forgave it, everything else.
I had a very similar experience because, once again, I'm a big Silent Hill fan. So with the first movie, I didn't mind it. I've heard the second movie, they've like changed things leaps and bounds to get it to connect the first one. So I haven't watched that one yet, but with the first one, I actually kind of enjoyed it as a movie. It was probably the best video game movie that had come out thus far.
Right? Yeah. I was like, wow, this isn't stupid. This is not intrinsically stupid. I really like this because I don't know what it is about most video game movies, but they just come out so banal and so boring and so flat and so uninteresting. And this one, I was like, it took me a while to go, oh, wait a minute, this is a video game, isn't it? That is a high mark for a video game movie.
I feel a horrible thing, but sort of like, oh, okay, it's got like a comic book like cheesiness like superhero movies have. And you don't really see that in video game movies. You just kind of see, let's deliver our lines like this. We've got this really extreme plot. Let's not have fun with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's they're probably too busy like learning all the like gymnastics and whatever they need to do the battle sequences that dialogue is like probably thrown in at the last minute. They're like, oh crap, we gotta say stuff here. Say this.
But that must have been fun though to be able to approach the character in your own way, you know, but still kind of bring out the original vision.
That's what I was hoping that I was doing. That's what I always try and do when I voice the character is bring out what the American version of the original Japanese intent was. Because I don't know if I talked about this last time or not because I have zero brain cells these days. But the thing is, like, when I would get a rough translation for something like Project Arms, they'd have lines saying, like, I will defeat you. And that is the literal translation. But it's a teenager yelling at this dude. No teenager goes, I will defeat you. A teenager says, I'm going to kick your butt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That to me is more staying more true to the original intent. And I've had a lot of people disagree with me on that over the years.
Well, this is something that I also think we talked about. But, you know, it's interesting how anime fans approach like subtitles or dubs because, you know, nowadays you shouldn't really even have to worry about it. If you're going to buy something, it's going to have both the subbed and the dubbed on it. And now in some cases, there's not even the dub anymore, which for me, I'm a dub fan. That's really disappointing for me. I usually don't buy stuff that doesn't include a dub in it. But if you're purchasing something like that, you have the option to switch to the subtitles. Yeah, and that's okay.
That's the part that I never get. People get so angry and it's like, it's pretty. And I understand that this is very important to you, but at the end of the day, honey, it's just a cartoon. Did I just say absolutely the wrong thing?
No. Like, I get it because for me, here's a good example. For me, I'm a big Sailor Moon fan. Mm-hmm. And Sailor Moon fans, a lot of them today, you know, they've grown up and they start to resent the original dub, which appealed to children and they change names and like a few other really weird things. Right. But if they didn't make those changes, would it have been as popular as it was?
It probably wouldn't have gotten released in America.
Exactly. Like, some of it wouldn't have even aired on, like, a cartoon sort of network. It probably would have shown elsewhere, and it probably would have been limited, and we wouldn't have had all of these goodies to get a hold of, you know? I just switched out my wallet that I've had since I was 9, my Sailor Moon wallet, for a new one.
Congratulations!
Yes, because those things were readily available for me to get my hands on. And that merchandise, you know, is getting harder and harder to find, but at least we had it for that many years because it was such a phenomenon.
Right.
So, you know, you gotta look, like, yeah, the dub had some cheese, but the dub was a part of my childhood, and it was a part of yours, so you can't hate it.
Okay. It's okay for a dub to have some cheese if that's, you know, sometimes the Japanese are cheesy. It's just the way it is, you know?
I don't know. Any live action I've seen, I've just seen the cheese melting and dripping off of it. I'm just saying.
Although Japanese horror flicks are fantastic.
Ooh, they are.
Like, have you, God, I'm sure you probably did. Have you seen The Audition?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So good.
Isn't that just like the creepiest movie? I sat there the entire time on the edge of the couch with goosebumps on my arms, like my knuckles white, because it was just so creepy and so bizarre and so amazingly done. So
I'm glad that you brought up horror movies, because before we started 91.8 The Fan, I used to work at a game store, and we were connected to a video store so we could work in between the two. So every other day I would come home with like a new, like, international, like, Asian horror flick, and I just would go through them. And one that still really, really, you know, makes me go, wow, that movie was amazing, was something called The Diary. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a really weird film, and I can't say much about it, but, like, me and another friend were watching, and we were bored to tears. It's like a 2-hour movie, and we're just like, okay, is it over yet? Nothing really exciting is happening. And we get to the end, and I flipped my head off like it had a twist. And we were just like, oh. And like for the next hour, me and him were going back, and we were just like yelling at each other because the shock was so
Well, now you've got me curious. I think I know what I'm going to be doing tonight. See if Netflix has it.
I believe that the directors for it also did a few other films. I think, and somebody will probably correct me if I'm wrong, I think one of the directors worked on The Eye, like the original. Where it's, I know there was a remake in the U.S., but it's where...
You know what, we're not even going to talk about U.S. remakes of Japanese horror films. Those don't exist in my world.
Fair enough. But the story of that one was, I believe the main character, she was blind, and she got like an eye transplant from like a haunted...
Oh, she sees dead people all
yes.
over. Yeah!
So I believe the same director was involved with The Diary. Someone correct me if I'm wrong somewhere in the live chat.
I'm sure they will, sweetie.
I know they will.
You probably already have a torrent of angry emails in your inbox. How could you not know it was...
That's okay.
I
love angry emails, because then I could just be all smiles and happy faces when I reply back.
Exactly. My attitude is always like, you know, I had to deal with that person for 10 minutes. They're going to have to live with themselves for the rest of their lives. So I win. They're going to be miserable and angry and awful forever. And I just had to deal with you for a few seconds, and now I never have to think about you again. So I win.
That is perfect. I love it. Well, I love that you like horror movies so much, because it makes Heather seem like a pretty perfect character.
I was so stoked when I found out. When she first started describing, Mary Elizabeth was directing, and she first started describing the story. And I went, wait a minute. Is this like Silent Hill? She was like, yeah. She's like, and I was like, oh, okay. I saw the movie. She's like, okay, great. So here you do this, you do this, this, this. You barf up a fetus, and then it's the end.
I was perfect.
Like, what? And then I went, you know what? Never mind. It's a Japanese game. Just smile and nod and keep going forward. Absolutely. Yay.
Well, I will definitely have to make sure that my cousin hears that description of the game, because me and her, we had wars with each other. My cousin Jesse and I used to have sleepovers like every other week, and we would just like go through horror games. And so our big war was Silent Hill 2 versus Silent Hill 3. And we would fight about it forever. To this day, we still fight about it. 11 years later. So I will have to make sure that she knows that is the
one of those little bonding things. You're going to be like in your 90s going, I still say Silent Hill kicks butt. Part three's the best and you're a moron. Right?
That is the best imitation of my cousin ever.
You know what? She and I practiced before the phone call.
Dang it. Should have known. Should have known. But for all the listeners out there, we're going to take a short break. Don't worry, it's not going to be 90 years in the future. Just letting you know. So make sure to keep it tuned to 91.8 The Fan, where we play everything you want and nothing you don't. Hey, everybody out there, you're still tuned to 91.8 The Fan, because if you weren't, then I would be sad. I'd just be sad.
Me too.
Yeah, she would be sad too. You know, I think the people might have had amnesia. Would you like to remind them who you are?
I'm the king of the world!
Leonardo DiCaprio? I'm so sorry you haven't won an Oscar yet.
Honey, I haven't done anything Oscar-worthy. I do cartoons and video games. I don't think I'm going to be up there anytime soon.
It was mostly a Leonardo DiCaprio joke. He never wins an Oscar. He tries.
He didn't even show up this year.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, he's just like, I'm not doing it. I'm so sorry.
I have a bleep button.
Okay. It's okay. Thank goodness. I'm so sorry about that. Wow. Sorry. Okay. Moving right along.
Let's talk a little bit about Persona, because everyone and their mother is playing it right now for the Vita.
Yay. Persona was awesome. The video game was a blast. I got to work with Val, who's a very old friend of mine. I think we've known each other for 16 years, about thereabouts. And she's a fantastic director. She's really, really good at what she does. And so it really imbued all, like every single line had meaning to it. It wasn't just like, all right, let's just rattle these off. She made sure that there was something behind every line. It was really amazing. And then the anime was also phenomenal. Christy Reed, who is now my other new favorite director, did a fantastic job with the script. And I mean, there'd be times I'd be laughing when I was supposed to be doing my line, but I'd be laughing at something another character just said. You know, I'd be like, oh, wait, okay, sorry, we got to go back. Because it's just so entertaining and so well done. I thought she did a fantastic job.
Well, I have to say, I love hearing about the prior when, you know, just a little bit more time is taken on a line. I know that nowadays you got to get it out as fast as possible, you know, boom, 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 bam. Okay, we're done. But at the same time, you know, when you see that there's a little bit more care, I think in the finished product, you hear that and you experience that.
I like to think so. otherwise, I've been wasting a lot of time.
No, don't say that.
But I also just feel like I don't ever want to do something half-heartedly, you know?
Yeah, and I can
a lot of games, that. I think a lot of video games, well, they're getting a lot better. But for years, a lot of video games were half-hearted. And now I think people are really getting into them and really, really digging out every last little shred of meaning. It's a lot more fun.
Well, I think people are understanding that video games are for storytelling as well. And not just like, I'm killing wild tigers.
Yeah.
Blowing up buildings, which is fun too. I mean, there's a place for those games, but I like that the industry is like understanding that video games can be art.
Yeah, it's sort of evolving a little more. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're seeing titles like Heavy Rain, which is almost all, I guess, cutscene, you could say, with interactive like story woven in, you know. Mm-hmm. And you see games nowadays where everybody's like motion capturing everything, and it's real acting and performances, you know, acting with another person versus I'm looking at a screen and I'm reading my lines.
Yeah, I'm in a little closet, a little padded closet with a mic looking at the screen.
Yeah, which you need a lot more technique to do. It's a lot harder to do than actually I'm on a stage interacting with somebody else.
That's true, yes.
Yes. But no, from the fans' point of view, have you heard a lot of people, you know, going gaga over Persona?
I don't want to seem like I'm tooting my own horn. I've had a lot of people really liking it. But again, I think that's more the project. it's fantastic that they got the right people to do the dubs, but I think when you have really good quality material to begin with, it definitely helps.
Very true. Now, I'm kind of behind the times, and I'm sure my audience is going to attack me, but I'm still in the middle of Persona 3, so I haven't gotten to 4 yet.
Oh, that's okay. I still love you.
Okay, good.
Do you know what? I haven't played any of the Persona games, so you're ahead of me.
Yes.
For what it's worth.
Feel accomplished. I'm ahead of somebody in the anime world. Well, I feel like everybody's played the Persona games, and I'm this weirdo that had to play the first one first, and then the second one, and then the third one. I had to go in order because I'm a freak.
A little bit OCD, huh?
Yeah, even though they have nothing to do with each other, my PlayStation 2 version of Persona 4 is still in the wrapping because I haven't gotten into it yet. Who knows when I bought it? Probably years ago.
Awesome. Like, all your technology is going to be antiquated. Like, by the time you get around to playing it, you won't have anything to play it on.
We just did a count of my backlog. My PlayStation 3 backlog is about 153 games, not including digital titles.
Well, you know what? You need to do some, like...
cleansing? You
know, some, that. Or some, like, you know, underground experiment where they put you underground for 6 straight months and you have no idea what time it is. And... but they, like, log your sleep patterns. But then that way you could just do nothing but sit there and watch anime.
That sounds either like a heaven or a hell. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going for heaven because if there was another person there, it would be hell. Then it would suck.
I'd probably want to kill them within 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, now, for the listeners out there, are there any other projects that you're working on or that are coming out soon that you want them to know about?
Yes, I just... we published my book. It's called The Noodle Chronicles, Everything I Know About Cheating Death I Learned From My Kid. And it's a memoir about my son had cancer. Don't worry, he's all better. And it's very irreverent and very, it's a lot sillier than you would think a memoir about baby cancer would be. So that's available on Nook and on Kindle. Trying to sort of get, we just released that. So I'm sort of getting over the hump of doing all the promotional stuff for that so I can get back and start writing the next one. That's sort of my focus right now.
Even the title is really deep. Like, as soon as you said the title, like, it caught my attention, you know, like, oh, this is going to be serious.
Well, I mean, the first line is, I effing hated being pregnant. Only I don't say effing in the book.
Fair enough.
So it's, you know, like right from the get-go, this is not chicken soup for the soul kind of stuff. This is a sort of what a genuine agnostic person going through something like this experiences. Because all the other books out there on stuff like this are so, then we let go and let God, or then I learned that she was really teaching me and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? Sometimes it's not uplifting. Sometimes it really just sucks. But you get through it.
Well, it's
the most uplifting message to leave ever. I'm giving money to charity. Buy the book. Buy the book because I'm giving money to charity. I can't even speak anymore. We're donating a portion of the proceeds to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for research. So buy my book.
Well, I think just buying the book and reading it will just, you know, let fans, even if they don't know anything about that sort of thing, which, let's face it, probably not a lot of people do, but it's just, it would be like an experience that you'd want other people to know about just so they can understand, you know, you and other people who might go through that.
Yes, exactly. I actually got an email from someone the other day saying she was, you know, looking down the gun at the, you know, the barrel of the same gun, something's going on with one of her kids. And she said, you know, thank you for validating my feelings and telling me that it's okay because everyone else has been running around going, why are you being such a... Oh, my God, I'm terrible at this. I'm so sorry.
This is why I have a bleep button.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, my point was, she said, you know, thank you for validating what I feel. And I felt like the whole thing was worth it. If I just let one other person know that it's okay to feel that way, then I will have done what I would have wanted someone to do for me, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. And the only comment I can really make as not being in that sort of situation and not being pregnant, it does sound like being pregnant would really suck. That's really.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Well, read my book.
I will have to.
Thoughts on it in depth.
I don't know. Should I grab a barf bag just in case? I don't want too many details.
No. I'm a firm believer in not getting nasty, that nasty.
Okay, good.
I mean, I talk like a trucker, but there's no bodily descriptions or anything like that.
Sweet. Then that'll be something I'll have to pick up after the interview.
In fact, I actually like even make a point of saying at one point, like I told Jason, like I didn't want him looking from the waist down while we did this, while I was having the baby, because let's face it, we're going to want to get intimate again. And all he would see every time he looked at me was this thing emerging from my body. So I was like, I don't want that visual in your head at all. Let's not do that.
Yeah, that did sound like a horrible visual. But
then I ended up having an emergency C-section. So, oh, well.
Once again, don't know anything about that part of life. I'll get there eventually.
Honey, take your time.
Definitely.
Sleep in while you can.
Will do. That's the best advice anybody could give me. You should meet my mom and tell my mom to tell me that more often.
You know, my mom is the same way. She's like, she's this endless font, like endless source of energy. And it's amazing. And I cannot keep up with her. And it's caused more friction over the years than I think either of us care to admit.
Well, I think that's all families. I think that's a mother-daughter thing in general, to be honest.
I think you're right.
Because you don't see that with sons and fathers. It's weird.
They really don't. Well, that's because they have baseball. They can just talk about sports. And that's the way they sort of talk about nothing and still connect.
That's not fair.
I don't know that women do that.
It's not fair at all. Yeah. Anyway, so for the fans out there, I'm glad, you know, now they know where they can go check that out. And I really encourage that they do, because I'm going to, and I'll make sure to tell you how awesome it is. So you should go check it out for yourself. That way you don't have to hear me brag about it. Yeah. Just saying. Now, is there anything else, though, that you'd like the fans to know about?
I am now on Twitter. God help me. And I also have a fan page on Facebook that I'm usually pretty good about answering questions. So if you have any questions, feel free to send them in. The one that I'm still sort of grappling with, so please don't anyone else ask, is people are saying, if I send this stuff to you, can you sign it and send it back to me? And so we're trying to figure out a way to make that happen, because I don't want to give people my home address. So we're trying to figure out a way. Either we'll send it to Jason, works on the Paramount lot, so either we'll send it to him, or maybe we'll get a mailbox. We're setting something up. But any other questions, I'm happy to answer.
Well, maybe a P.O. box, but at the same time, those are kind of expensive, so kind of have to justify the cost for that and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird, because I don't get that many requests, but there are people who ask me that. And, you know, since I don't do a lot of cons anymore, and they're all like, I have to get the complete set. I want to help them out, but, you know, like I said, I also want my house to be my own, my life to be my own.
I understand that. I mean, we have those awkward situations, too, where people are like, I want to donate CDs to 91.8 The Fan. And, like, well, first off, we might not know where those CDs came from. And second off, I'm not going to give you my apartment.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't get to know where I live.
Yes. Exactly. So I understand that completely, because it can be a little bit creepy if random people on the internet know where you live.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did that once before and it was awful. So yeah, we don't do that.
Oh, that's even more worrisome.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, you don't get to know where I live. I'm a mist. I'm the phantom. I'm a shadow.
Well, hey, there's your superhero name right there. All decked out for you.
There we go.
Well, so are you having any trouble with Twitter? I know when people first approach Twitter, they're like, I don't know what to do with 140 characters.
It's more overwhelming trying to figure out, like, how to interact with people. That part I'm still, like, figuring out. The whole little, like, 140 thing, that doesn't bother me so much. That's kind of fun sometimes. But I remember when Twitter first came up, like, everyone was just posting, like, the most arcane, like, I had a bagel sandwich for breakfast. Now I'm off to lunch. Who cares?
Nobody.
Who cares? You know what? Even the guy who made your bagel doesn't care that you ate for breakfast. Just let it go, you know? But it's a fun medium. I don't know. It's it's very overwhelming for me. It's like the world is so much smaller now, and yet it's still so huge, if that makes any sense at all.
No, I can understand. I mean, people are finding different ways to interact, and it's easy to find information on different cultures or people or things. It's, you know, it's right there.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's cool, but I don't know. Mostly I just be a smart aleck.
Well, I think you're safe as long as you don't keep posting pictures of everything you eat and then putting an old-timey, like, vintage film thing over it.
Photos. I never understood that. I never, ever understood that. Like,
I still don't. I think it's a hipster thing, and I'm okay. Like, I'm usually okay with hipsters because the staff calls me the hipster of the group because I find things before other people. I was into, like, Tumblr before other people and so on and so forth. Uh-huh. You know, I'm one of those mean douchebags on the internet that's like, oh, you posted that link? I saw that 3 hours ago. Sorry.
I saw that link in its infancy 6 years ago.
I'm one of those. So at the same time, yeah, I don't mind the hipster thing, but I never understood the food thing.
Yeah.
Or the Instagram thing. I still don't understand.
Yeah, me either. I don't know. Maybe there's something in the water that we're immune to.
That could very much be it. And since there's not a lot of water in the desert, I think I'm okay. Everybody here just drinks beer. That's what happens in Las Vegas, didn't you know?
Nice.
Well, now, is there anything else that you'd like to tell the listeners out there? Any words of wisdom or dating advice or any confessions of the heart?
My own personal motto is, if life was easy, there wouldn't be so many dead people. I'm gonna let that one sink in. Yeah, no, it really doesn't mean anything, but that's my personal motto, so now you know.
It reminds me of, I'm gonna blank out on it now and look really stupid. Is it Darwin's Natural Selection? Where, you know, like, they give out the stupidity award for...
Oh, the Darwin Award!
Yes! Yes! It reminds me of that.
Yes.
Oh, now I don't feel so stupid because I got his name right. Yay! Yes. Well, awesome. The listeners out there have really enjoyed having you back on, and we've enjoyed having you back on because you're, like, full of so much life. Like, that's the best way to describe it.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure. This is a blast. I'm always thrilled that someone even remembers my name. So thank you. Well, and thank you for what you do for the fan community. You rock.
Oh, yeah. I feel the love.
It's a big love fest now.
Well, before we get to, like, inappropriate love fest day, let's go back to the music. So keep it tuned to 91.8 The Fan, where we play everything you want and nothing you don't.